Does your basement leak only when it rains? At PermaSeal, we believe your basement should be dry all the time. For a free estimate, you know who to call, PermaSeal. 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Dean Richards with us now, and the entertainment headlines of the day. We have the latest additions to FireAid. Dean?
Yeah, this is that big benefit concert that will be taking place at the end of the month. They have just announced some new names added to this. To call it an all-star lineup is an understatement. Stevie Wonder, The Black Crowes, Billie Eilish, Green Day, Jelly Roll, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Pink, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rod Stewart, Sting, No Doubt, the group No Doubt is reuniting for this. Dave Matthews and John Mayer will perform together, first time ever. Olivia Rodrigo, maybe one of the hottest young singers out right now, just added to the bill. So it's going to be January 30th. It's going to be going on at two different arenas in the Los Angeles area. And you'll be able to watch it on a variety of streaming services like Apple TV Plus and Max and Netflix. It'll also be on the Amazon Music Channel, on Sirius XM, and also on Spotify. So all the proceeds that they take in from this are going to go to displaced families for fire prevention in the future. Just a little update, you know, that they're kind of sorting out, you know, who lost what during all of this. Conan O'Brien returned to his podcast for the first time since the fires. And apparently the fire was just like 50 yards away from his house, very close to his house. But his house was indeed spared. His assistant, who is frequently featured on his shows and on his podcast, did completely lose her house. And that was a pretty big deal. And it was, you know, the usually very goofy and funny Conan O'Brien podcast was pretty serious, talking about the, you know, reality of like knowing somebody who literally lost everything that she owned.
I can imagine. You know, you mentioned his assistant, and that's a good reminder. We hear about these superstars who lost houses and probably can afford to rebuild, but so many of the people who work for these celebrities, they are really going to have a tough time, aren't they?
Yeah, they're the ones that are going to be in need of all of this help from all the benefits and all the donations that are you know, coming in from all of this. It's going to be an enormous, massive rebuilding process. I can't even imagine. I'm, you know, in a way, I'm kind of curious. In a way, I'm kind of dreading the next time that I have to go to Los Angeles to do some interviews, which I don't expect will be anytime soon. I'm guessing that we're not going to be doing anything there for a while. But I'm just, every single person that I've talked to who lives there, has you know, been there recently, just, you know, they keep repeating the same thing. You can't believe what you're seeing with your eyes. You can't, you know, your eyes are burning from the smoke, that how apocalyptic it is.
Yeah.
So hopefully things clean up quickly there.
And they still have fires to contend with. The Grammys are going on as scheduled, aren't they?
Yeah, the Grammys are going to be, I believe it's February 2nd. I think that's the date. But they decided to go ahead and do the Grammy Awards. And they're going to devote quite a bit of time to raising money for the fires, for survivors, and so forth. But they always do a what they call Music Cares benefit. Just before the Grammy Awards, they record it, and that becomes a television special. And they just announced who will be the honoree this year of the Music Cares Person of the Year charity benefit, and that will be the Grateful Dead. So they're going to have people like John Mayer and Mick Fleetwood and Norah Jones, Sammy Hagar, Maren Morris, among many others, all part of the lineup and paying tribute to the Grateful Dead. That'll take place a few days before the actual Grammy Awards. That'll be on January 31st. And interestingly, hosted by Andy Cohen of whatever the what's the channel? Is he Bravo? Is he the
yes?
Is he the
yes.
Bravo guy?
Yeah. But doesn't he produce all those Housewives
he
shows?
He does. Yeah, he's you know, and he teams up with Anderson Cooper on New Year's Eve on CNN. Apparently, he's a huge Deadhead, which I don't know why that surprises me. He doesn't seem like he would be a Deadhead, but he is, and he's going to be hosting this big event.
We'll get to Saturday Night Live's 50th and more with Dean coming up. WGN. The outpouring after the death of David Lynch has really been quite something, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, everybody has come out and talked about what a great guy he was, what a tremendously talented person that he was, how innovative, how he pushed the envelope with, you know, virtually everything. People who have both worked with him and people who never worked with him, but, you know, just admired his work from beyond. He died from emphysema. He was battling emphysema and died last Wednesday. Yesterday would have been his 79th birthday. So his children celebrated David Lynch's birthday yesterday by holding a group meditation for 10 minutes. And they invited people to come and join in. David Lynch was a practitioner and a promoter of transcendental meditation, which a lot of us learned about back when the Beatles were into it back in the day. But it was something that David Lynch would have liked, and his children thought this is a great way to celebrate their father's life yesterday.
Yeah, it is. Why did the Black Eyed Peas cancel their Las Vegas shows?
That is the question everyone is asking. They did issue a statement saying that in light of certain circumstances, our Las Vegas shows will not be moving forward as planned. They had a 15-show residency all set to go starting February 15th at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. But nobody knows what those current circumstances are. They didn't say. No one's even speculating. They don't even know what it could have been. So I guess we'll find out at some point. But I know a lot of people were planning on going because Black Eyed Peas certainly are super popular. Mm-hmm. Even though former member Fergie, who left the group some time ago, was not even part of this residency. People still were interested in going. Mm-hmm. So we hear anything, we will definitely let you know.
We've been hearing a lot about Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary, and we're going to be hearing a lot more about it as well, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. I can't even believe that it's 50 years, because you probably, like me, remember when the show went on the air. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how innovative it was and how different it was. And, you know, the original Not Ready for Primetime players and the people who used to be on it all the time, Paul Simon and George Carlin and Steve Martin, you know, all regulars. It's just hard to believe it was that long ago. But they are going to be doing a big blowout for the 50th anniversary on February 16th. It's going to be a three-hour primetime special that should be pretty fun to watch. In the meantime, there is this four-part docuseries that is streaming right now on Peacock called SNL 50 Beyond Saturday Night that takes you behind the scenes for a lot of the making of some of the most famous sketches that they have done on the show, some of the most memorable hosts and moments on the show. If you're a fan of SNL, it's definitely must-watch viewing. And as I say, it is streaming right now on Peacock. So I thought, you know, with this going on, what a better time to go back and to check out some of the classic bits. I mean, this goes back into the early 90s for one of their most classic characters.
And now it's time for Church Chat.
Thank you, everybody. Welcome to Church Chat. I'm the church lady. You know, it's interesting times in America, right? And now we've landed on the exciting presidential matchup between a godless liberal Democrat and Hillary Clinton. But first, my favorite event of the week, the Met Gala Ball. A classy evening where strumpets and streetwalkers and sluts get to parade around in the latest genital fashions. First, we have Madonna. Let's see what this 57-year-old mother chose to wear. Look, her fanny's just hanging out with sturdy straps to push those six-decade-old buns straight to heaven. Go to Jesus. And then we have Beyonce. She must have been thinking, what should I wear to the ball tonight? I know, a giant latex condom. All wrapped up and ready to fornicate.
It's crazy. I remember when everybody was running around going, isn't that special?
Yeah, so many catchphrases over the years.
I was watching the cowbell, more cowbell, mm-hmm. sketch from earlier. That was in the year 2000. That was April 2000, which I can't believe that was that long ago. Will, and in this docuseries, they take you kind of behind the scenes of some of those. Will Ferrell wrote the sketch, and while they were rehearsing it, changed his shirt like three or four times because he wanted it small enough that once he started playing the cowbell that it would ride up and show his belly. Which really is, you know, kind of the funniest part of the bit. And Christopher Walken in it was hilarious.
You know, I forgot it was a new SNL Saturday, and I didn't watch it, but I saw Dave Chappelle's monologue on social media. It was quite brilliant, I thought.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was biting. He roasted Sean Diddy Combs. But the part that got me the most was the very ending where he talked about Jimmy Carter. Mm-hmm. And it was very, very touching. And he had a message for Donald Trump also, mm-hmm. Saying, let's do better next time. But he said to all of us as well, let's us do better next time also. Let's all try to do better for the good of America, which I just thought was brilliantly, brilliantly written.
Yeah, Lorne Michaels gave him a lot of time, and he used it wisely. It was very smart.
Yeah.
Check it out on social media.
I wish he didn't smoke while he did it, though.
Yeah, I know.
That bothered me.
He kind of uses it as a prop.
I think he does. And I was like, all I could focus on was that cigarette the whole time.
Like I'm not smoking right now.
Right.
It's Dean Richards Entertainment. More tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.
Yep.